From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. President Donald Trump said Sunday that he is not a racist, despite reports of his derogatory comments about immigrants from Haiti, El Salvador, and Africa, adding that he was ready, willing, and able to reach a deal to protect immigrants brought into the United States as children. Ryan Brooks has more.
We're ready, willing, and able to make a deal on DACA, but I don't think the Democrats want to make a deal.
Reports of Trump's derogatory remarks met harsh criticism across party lines and have complicated the debate over the program in Congress. Lawmakers are trying to reach a deal that combines some form of relief for DACA immigrants, the so-called Dreamers, and enhanced border security, like Trump's proposed wall along the Mexican border. But his recent comments have left them struggling to find a path forward. Meanwhile, time is ticking to reach a deal before Friday, when Congress must pass a funding bill to avoid a government shutdown.
That was reporter Ryan Brooks. A pair of suicide bombers blew themselves up in Iraq's capital on Monday. At least 26 people are dead, with many more wounded. The blast occurred during the morning rush hour in Tehran Square, located in central Baghdad. The area is a commercial center and is also crowded with laborers looking for work. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the attack, but past bombings have been carried out by Islamic State militants. Nearly 15,000 people have fled from villages around the Philippines' most active volcano as lava flowed down its crater Monday in a gentle eruption that scientists warn could turn explosive. Lava flowed at least a half a kilometer down a gully from the crater on Monday. Follow Voice of America on social media for pictures, videos, and more. This is VOA News. Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas denounced U.S. President Donald Trump's peace efforts as a slap of the century at a key meeting Sunday of the White House's declaration of Jerusalem as Israel's capital. In a two-hour speech, Abbas reiterated that he would not accept Trump's administration as a mediator in peace talks with Israel and called for an internationally led process. He also accused Israel, through its actions, of ending the 1994 Oslo peace accords that formed the basis of Palestinian ties with the Jewish state, saying Palestinians would study all strategies for responding to it. Abbas also attacked the U.S. ambassadors to Israel and the United Nations, David Friedman and Nikki Haley, calling them a disgrace. North and South Korea hold working-level talks to discuss North Korea's participation in the Winter Olympics, especially as the prospect of the Pyongyang sending an art troupe to the Games. Grace Lee has that story.
As the two Koreas hash out the Olympics agenda on Monday, signs the South may see a different sort of K-pop at the Winter Olympics. The leader of a girl group handpicked by Kim Jong-un called Morambong was part of the day's talks. Officials say they were hammering out details about sending a so-called art troupe to the Olympics that may include singers, dancers, and an orchestra. It's part of the two sides' first official dialogue in 2 years, which kicked off last week, meant to soothe tensions and avoid any mistakes flaring up into full-blown conflict, especially during the Olympic Games.
That was Grace Lee. North and South Korea also announced they would try to send a joint women's ice hockey team to the Olympic Games. British construction and services company Carillion collapsed Monday when banks refused to lend it any more money, throwing hundreds of major projects in doubt and bringing down one of the government's most important suppliers. Carillion had been forced into compulsory liquidation after costly contract delays and a downturn in new business that prompted a string of profit warnings and a first-half loss of more than $1.4 billion. The company employs some 43,000 people around the world. Turkey's president said it will launch a military assault on a Kurdish enclave in northern Syria in the coming days. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said Sunday the operation against the Afrin enclave will aim to purge terror from his country's southern border. Afrin is controlled by a Kurdish militia known as the YPG, which Turkey views as a terror group and an extension of the Kurdish insurgency raging in the southeast. Erdogan said the new operation would be an extension of Turkey's 2016 incursion into northern Syria, which was aimed at combating the Islamic State group and stemming the advance of U.S.-backed Kurdish forces. In Washington, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.